Sir, I think we should call it a day. The most important things are done, and those emails can wait until tomorrow. No, I'm fine, but you look really exhausted. You should go home and get some rest. Now, that was a long sigh. Is everything all right? Can I do something for you? Would you like a cup of tea? A massage? Sure, I could do that. Well then, sit back and relax. Wow, your shoulders are really stiff today. I can feel all that stress built up in here. Can I go a little harder? Good. It's all right, sir. Growl all you want. Release all that pressure out of your system. That's it. You should take a vacation. You've been working way too much lately. I know it's difficult for you. You're the director after all. But you're still only human. So you should take a few days off. Make some plans with your girlfriend. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I see. Well, arguments are a part of every relationship. But you two should have a proper talk. Try to find the middle ground instead of just blaming the other person. Communication is essential in situations like these. I hope you will sort it out and make up soon. What about me, sir? No, I'm not dating anyone right now. Well, you could say that there is a certain someone. But it's one-sided. No need to be sorry, it's just me being stupid enough to catch feelings for a taken man. But then again, we can't really choose whom we fall in love with. It's okay. I will get over it sooner or later, but now it's a bit complicated because I talk to him nearly every day. Yes, he's from this building. You're so nosy, sir. Let me think. What do I like about him? For example, despite him being from the senior management, he's always so good to me. And it's not just me, he's very kind to everyone around him. He's hardworking, intelligent, funny, attractive. He's got a lot on his plate, yet I feel like he isn't appreciated enough for all the things he does. I wish I could help him out a bit more, because he has so many responsibilities. Sometimes I even think about him after I get home from work. I can't help but wonder if he's doing all right. If he's eating and sleeping properly. And then I get really upset. Why? Because your girlfriend doesn't seem too real. His girlfriend. Sir, what are you? Please don't come any closer than that. Otherwise. What just happened?
Wait.
Sir, we can't do this. No, it's not a matter whether I want it or not. You are my boss. And you have a girlfriend. Oh, please stop. No. Don't kiss my neck. Sir, those were my favorite stockings. Oh my god. Yes, I know I'm very wet. Please don't call me out on it. Oh my god, your fingers are so thick. God, it's so hard. Oh, damn. It's huge. Don't think this is a horrible idea. Oh my god. Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, I love. Yes, I love it very much. Yes. Oh my god, I'm so close. Oh my god. Yes, I'm coming. Get off of me. Now sit on that chair. Just so you know, I have a very high sex drive. And since it was you who started this, you better take responsibility for whatever happens next.